Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We've got a guest in there, haven't we, mate?
We have. We have the lovely William from the RSPCA. Good afternoon, William.
Good afternoon.
And how is William today?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Did you bring any animals?
No, not this time, unfortunately. Oh. No, bit soggy out there for them, I think.
Oh, you could have tucked them under your coat.
Well, yes.
Nobody would have noticed.
No.
So what have you got to tell us about today?
So it's just sort of introducing myself, really. I've become part of the fundraising team for the RSPCA. So, yeah, just sort of getting myself out there and people knowing my name, as well as obviously my previous colleague Rebecca was doing it. So, yeah.
Okay, and we should point out the RSPCA Isle of Wight branch is a separate charity on its own, isn't it?
Yeah. So we're completely independent. We do receive a small amount of funding from National, but we are responsible
primarily.
We are primarily island-based, island charity for island people and island animals, really. Yeah. So.
Okay.
And what have you got planned for fundraising so far?
So, they're going to be keeping me busy. So, we've just signed up to the Festival of Heroes, which is like a superhero festival they have up in Northwood. We have things going on at Moreton Manor. I believe we're going to be at the Garlic Festival this year as well.
Right.
Weather dependent. Yep. Obviously, last year was a bit wet.
Yes. Yep. Hopefully, be in a tent, so if it rains.
Yes, that's it. And I will be having a pop-up shop. So there'll be all sorts of stuff.
At the Garlic Festival?
Yeah, all the events, it'll be a pop-up shop. So it will be things like dog bowls, cat bowls, foods,
leaflets. Not animals?
Not animals, not at the moment. No. So most of the events, funnily enough, aren't actually pet-friendly. Otherwise, we may have done. So
are you going to do the
county
show? Is what I was going to ask, yeah.
At the moment, there are no plans. We did it last year. We're just sort of, at the moment, in the infancy of creating our own team, really.
Right.
So we, before Rebecca arrived 18 months ago, we didn't really have a fundraising department. It was all just staff clubbing together. So at the moment, I'm just building the portfolio.
Okay.
Seeing what works and what doesn't work, really.
Yes. Well, if you don't have a stand, though, you're welcome to come to the OB1 and talk to people there, because should be there.
Oh, nice. Yeah, no, we will do.
More than welcome to come.
Yes, yeah, I believe that's where I first met you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Could well have been, yes.
So you're welcome to come along there.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah,
and join us there.
What sort of things can people do to help you out?
Oh, wow. So obviously you've got the normal avenues of volunteering at the animal centre.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, we haven't started it yet, but we're going to be creating a fundraising committee,
right?
So where we will be looking to take on some fundraisers for events, sort of a core group of people that would be willing to give up their time and sort of attend these things to help us out, obviously donating funds, food, food, animal equipment, anything like that is greatly, greatly appreciated, especially at the moment. We appreciate a cost of living crisis, so even just a couple of tins of dog food would go a long way, really. Yeah. So
when you're fundraising, are you actually full up at the moment with animals?
Right, so at the moment we have 17 cats in at the moment. We're quite full up with cats. I have to be careful because of data protection, so we do have quite a few dogs in, but only some of them are available.
Right.
Obviously, for those of people that aren't aware, we obviously work with the police and we work with National for cruelty cases.
Yes.
So even though the kennels are full, that might be why people would assume, oh, you say you're full, but you've only got two dogs on your website. Yeah. Well, actually, it might be we're doing
other things to think about.
And of course, we still need to help those animals.
Of course. They still need to be fed.
Exactly, and walked, and time spent with them, especially the ones that haven't had a good start.
Have we got bunnies? And
So I've got 22 rabbits. I know. Whoa. We're keeping them away from you.
It's not going to be 104 then by the end of the week.
I wouldn't be allowed another bunny, sadly.
Right, okay. We've got three rats. They're lovely. They are, bless them. And we have one hamster at the moment.
Oh.
Yeah, solitary hamster. So, yeah, he's desperately looking for a home.
So you've got no weasels or stoats?
No. We do have the three ferrets.
Right.
So, who are affectionately named after the chipmunks, just to confuse everybody.
Of course, yeah.
So, yeah, it always reminds you of old of the summer. Was it Last of the Summer Wine? With Muppies. And we also have, so we've just got a couple of bits in wildlife at the moment. So, we've got a pigeon in at the moment. And a white collared dove, I believe.
Okay.
So, but yes, so if wildlife tends to pick up in the next coming months, so yeah, and again, wild bird seed, anything that you know we can put to good use.
So donations of animal food and money is always very welcome.
Yeah. Anything you can do. We're always again looking for dog walkers, cat cuddlers, you know, just any.
What about things like, do you need blankets and stuff?
So blankets, towels, duvets. The only thing with duvets is obviously we can't take anything with animal products in.
No feathers.
Synthetics is fine. And we can't take pillows just because, it costs too much to keep them clean and whatnot. But, yeah, anything else?
How can people find out more? How do they get in touch so that you have this stuff?
So you can give us a call on 01983 840287 or you can email us at reception@rspca-isleofwight.org.uk. Alternatively, if you want to just ask for William or Rebecca, that's our fundraising team, and we can get back to you, especially if you have any fundraising ideas, pub quizzes, bake sales, anything you want to do. Schools want to get involved, Mufti days, anything like that, just drop us a line and we can.
Just give us that phone number one more time, please.
It's 01983 840287.
And Alicia, have you got any questions you want to ask?
I'm still trying to think. I'm not sure yet.
So, but would you like to go and help out with the bunnies?
Yeah.
Oh, I think you might. Or the cats, or
the dogs. I'll be happy with any animal.
I think your conversation is going to happen off air about
that. Yes, I think so. Yeah. I'll be happy with any animal.
Okay.
We'll get you doing all three. Don't you worry.
Well, thanks for coming in. We'd like someone to come in from the RSPCA on a regular basis, wouldn't we?
Once a month.
More than happy to.
Yeah. Let's just sort it out with us. We'll give you a regular slot. Because I know stuff is always changing in terms of what animals you've got there, what you need,
100%.
What's going on, events coming up. Come in and talk about it, because that's what we do here.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Good.
Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing @vectisradio.fm